Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 28th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Thanks so much for joining us. Big thank you to our friends over at ODC for letting us borrow our friend Callie Johnson for a little bit. Callie, it's been a while. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but thanks again for having me back.
Always good to see you and have you in studio. Thank you so much for not just putting up with me for 20 minutes, but hanging out and doing all the things you do in our community. We got a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Going to dive right into things. There's a cash calendar raffle that went on. I wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, of course. This was the first year we held a cash calendar raffle.
Yeah.
We wanted to kind of try something new, a different way to fundraise and raise awareness about ODC and get our partners, businesses, employment partners involved. So we did it during the month of June, so we sold tickets in, February, March, April, and May. Each business sponsored a day in June. We did 22 days at different dollar amounts, from $50 all the way up to $500. They said, yeah, I'll put that money up for the winner, and we just went gangbusters selling tickets.
Yeah.
And it was just a really neat way. First of all, we have, I'm going to get the number wrong, but 150 maybe employees across our communities in ODC. And so it was a great way to get all of our employees engaged and board members engaged in selling tickets. And a lot of people realized it was an easier sell than they thought maybe it would be.
Yeah.
And because somebody, you could win out of it. So in the end, I think we ended up selling close to 2,500 tickets and raised over $15,000.
Whoa.
For ODC.
Nice.
And in the month of June, this is our last week, but we've been at 11 a.m. sharp every day doing Facebook Live drawings for the winner.
Nice.
And a lot of the individuals who we support have helped us draw the winning tickets, and that's been really exciting. And we've really gotten a wide variety of people who have won, all ages, from different communities, because people, again, could take these and sell them to their friends, family, who maybe live wherever. So it's just been a really great way to, again, raise awareness, raise money, have fun. And I wanted to mention all of the businesses, if I can take a minute,
please,
that sponsored a square.
Absolutely.
On our raffle. Okay. So, of course, we had Milkweed Market and Ink Splash sponsor a square together. Better Built Homes and Remodeling, Lake Arrowhead, Cravings, Home Run Electric, the Central Wisconsin BMX, Bee's Tap House, Two Doors Down Brewing, Lake Air Supper Club, R&M Services, Taco John's, Prevail Bank, Lone Wolf Installations, Paper City Savings, Tri-City Golf Course and Ironwood Bar and Grill, Medell Oliveras Photography, Patrick Gall Retirement Wealth Services, A Country Life, MSC, Bliss Spa and Salon, Fuller Mechanical, and Solaris. So just wanted to make sure that we patronize and recognize those businesses who give back to our community in multiple ways. So
I'm a big supporter in going to and using businesses that put back into the community. And I think that we always love hearing about these sponsors, because I'm not the only one. A lot of us like doing that. And it's always nice to have a lot of familiar names there with the ODC, with other businesses, a lot of great businesses that continue to constantly put back into this community.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to think, I was going to ask, but I think I already got our answer. Look, we're going to do this again next year.
We got to
do this again.
Absolutely.
It's a good one.
So we can do one calendar raffle in a year, because I was like, oh gosh, we should do this again towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But we do have to do just one a year.
Yeah.
And yes, we can just continue to grow it.
That's cool.
Like I said, it was a new way to, for $10 to $25, get somebody to engage with ODC, ask about, whoa, what is this for? I can win some money out of it. But who is it supporting that I'm giving back to?
This area loves raffles. Loves raffles. So I mean, almost anything, any company, anything to do with a raffle, they're gonna immediately catch their eyes. And then when they see it's the ODC or one of our great nonprofits out there, like, oh, wait a minute, this is really encouraging. And just so I'm blown away by this community all the time, how they support these kind of things.
Yeah, I agree. It's always, you never know what to expect, but then you're like, oh yeah, this is our community. It's like, they love us and they truly care about the work that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So in the end, we're like, was it really a surprise that it was supported this well? Mm-hmm. But you never know. Like,
you're nervous at first, you know? Right. We get nervous in business about these things, let alone if you're a nonprofit, and so much care matters of when this, it's well and good to talk about these numbers, but it's different for you and the staff there. Those numbers, that could be the difference of this being able to do this project or being able to help this client. It's so vital. So I can imagine that tension going into it and the relief of coming out of it and seeing
that.
And speaking of great events that bring awareness to our ODC and bring funds to it, we have the 4th annual Run, Walk, and Roll coming up. I remember when this first started, I had just started doing this gig, and I'm just blown away by that fourth annual. That is really cool.
It is. It's become a tradition. If you're not familiar with the event, we host it in August every year. We call it the Run, Walk, and Roll. We want it to be all-inclusive. It's any form of exercise that works for you. It's not your typical 5K or timed racing event. Those are great, too, but we just wanted to do something a little differently to, again, like, include everybody and make everyone feel inspired to participate. So this year, it's August 13th through the 19th. But again, we're very flexible. If you want to register now and do your walk or run, wear your t-shirt and raise awareness and support, you don't technically have to do it that week.
Mm-hmm.
But we do get together in 5 of our communities now on that Thursday of that week. So this year, it's Thursday, August 17th. And we'll be in Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wausau, and Merrill, since we've grown and expanded into that community, where we do host 5 simultaneous in-person events, where if you're not already running, walking, or rolling with your friends or family, you can come do it with us. And a lot of the individuals we support, we will post within our Facebook event the routes for those 5 communities as the date gets closer. But, it's just a great way to, again, engage with ODC and get outside or do whatever form of exercise makes sense to you.
Especially in August when we're hanging on to every last nice day we have.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to get out there with that. And while you're out there and in the community, I notice this every year, years that I've been able to participate and years I haven't. Whenever you're seeing this going on, there's such a rush of good feeling with it. There's such a good vibe that it creates. And not just with the runners, but I think with people that are seeing the event going on, people that make a note like next year I'm doing that, like that. It really is an event that like creates more members where they see this going on, they want to be a part of it, or they're so happy to be a part of it. Maybe they've looked at it in years past, they're finally doing it this year and realizing, oh, this is a really cool, fun a community event to be a part of,
right?
And all that along with that, we get to come back at the end of the time of this event and look at it and say, wow, we did all this, had a good time, and we were able to help the ODC. We were able to put funds and help them do the vital work that they're doing.
Right.
That's such a cool combination.
Yeah, the event, we are still seeking sponsors for. You can get your name on the back of the t-shirt if you're a business that can support a higher dollar amount and you get some sort of advertising, out of that. Otherwise, sponsorships from $100 to $1,000 can get you different things in return. But if you're the everyday person that's like, I just want to participate, you can do that for $35. You get a t-shirt out of it. If you form a team of 5 or more people, you get a reduced price of $25 a person. So grab, you know, a couple friends or family members. Mm-hmm. And again, that covers your t-shirt as well, which of course are produced by Ink Splash at ODC.
Amazing t-shirts, Callie. Not to nitpick, but amazing t-shirts. Yeah. You're underselling the t-shirts.
Okay,
they're awesome.
They're always designed really cool. Yeah. And again, you're it's a win-win because you're supporting ODC. You're
Absolutely.
Also supporting Ink Splash, which is our apparel printing business mm-hmm. that we own and operate within the walls of ODC. So again, and if you really have a kind heart and you're not going to participate, but you'd like to get involved, we do have a donate your registration mm-hmm. option. So a person who we support at ODC who might not be able to afford it on their own, you can donate your registration for them, and then they can get their t-shirt and participate. And again, a shout out to a lot of the sponsors that we've received already. Some of them take half their shirts and the other they say donate. Some say just donate them all back to the individuals who you support there. And we all wear these t-shirts year round.
Yep,
I mean, we wear them over and over. They wash really well. They are great shirts. And so it's just another way to kind of walk around with your message on your shirt.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up too, because I know our area. I know a lot of these businesses and the people that run them, and they're all great people that love to put back into the community. Dollars and cents, they don't really worry about. They want to be a part of these events. They want to support these events and show that they support these events. But to any business out there that is looking at the dollars and cents of this, and I understand that, that's, you know, the world we live in. That's business. You got to keep the lights on. I can tell you that right away, that $100 in advertising does not get you very far nowadays. But to be able to be on just taking the back of the t-shirt, like you said, Callie, people are wearing that year-round. Year-round, your business is being advertised. Year-round, people are seeing your business connected to the ODC, a nonprofit that everybody loves. The PR that comes from this is not just from the event itself, but it's years down the line. These shirts last. People are wearing them not just the year of the event. You are constantly having people seeing your logo, seeing your company over and over again. For $100, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that every day. And I get to know that I'm putting back into the community. I'm going to keep coming back to this. This is an investment. You're a part of these things. You're not just throwing your name on there. You're a part of it. That is a pretty cool opportunity that we offer with that the ODC offers all the time. And I have to stop doing the sports team thing of saying we. I can't help myself. I love you guys.
You're
I can't help it. No journalistic integrity when it comes to the ODC. I just love what you guys do over there. Again, this event, the fourth annual Run, Walk, and Roll coming up August 13th through the 19th. And as you said, Callie, people can register right now if they want.
Yes. So we have a Facebook event on our ODC page. Excuse me, which has links to the forms that you can fill out. You can stop into ODC and get the forms, paper copies, and just get in touch with us one of those ways. Call the office. We can get it to you. And just please sign up. If you're not going to sign up, share the event.
Yeah.
A little bit like that can go a long way in just spreading our message that we're doing this again. And again, it's not just in Wisconsin Rapids. It's Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wausau, Merrill, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can be across the country and register. We can ship you your t-shirt and you can run, walk, and roll with yourself or anybody you want.
Yeah. I did it one, and during the pandemic, I did this with my fur brother, my dog and I, Sam. We did it together. Yeah,
we see
my
a lot of pictures on social. People share that they did it with that, and that's kind of how this event originated. We wanted to still connect to our communities when we couldn't, you know, when we were social distancing and not really getting together. So we're like, let's do something in the summertime. People, if they're comfortable, can get together with their own little groups, and now people use it as an excuse. Mm-hmm. We all get so busy that they use it as an excuse to get together.
Cool.
They support us at the same time. So
it's great. Yeah. It's very cool. Another cool thing that we got to talk about, actually, the last time the ODC joined us, I think it was the first opportunity for us to talk about it, the opportunity for hope. This is a really cool thing. I want to let you go ahead and have the floor for this.
Yeah. So Opportunity for Hope is our outpatient mental health clinic.
Mm-hmm.
It opened last year, and we've been supporting people. It's right within our ODC on Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. And we've been supporting folks who have mental health challenges. Again, this isn't just for the clients who we already support or people with disabilities who come to ODC. This is a community resource. This is a clinic that anybody can get services from. So Opportunity for Hope now also has a satellite clinic in Stevens Point. We will be doing our ribbon cutting and open house on July 21st from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It is part of the Inclusive Not-for-Profit Center in Stevens Point. So it's the former Delta Dental building on Hoover. And there are several not-for-profit tenants that all are housed within that building. And it's a really neat concept. It's like, why haven't we done this all along?
Yes.
Like not-for-profits
being
able to all be housed in the same place, to be able to share ideas and share resources with each other. So I believe they'll be having a separate ribbon cutting for that Delta Dental former Delta Dental building. But again, our App for Hope satellite outpatient mental health clinic open house is on July 21st. And we're really excited to be able to support even more folks who need our support in that community.
It's such a wonderful and important opportunity to be able to offer to communities, to be able to offer this. And while we appreciate the work you do with your clients and so much when it comes to the ODC, as if you didn't have enough on your plate, you go ahead and open it up to the whole community with something like this, which it just makes us more love what you guys do over there and appreciate what you're doing over there, too. We've, I think, done a pretty good job in the last handful of years as a society to talk about mental health. That's great. And we've come a long way with that. Many of us that have known about and talked about mental health our whole lives, we're like, yes, finally, we're here. We're getting here. Now it's time to put action to words, though. Now it's time for us to be able to do these things. And the ODC is ahead of the curve like they are in a lot of things when it comes to this. These, whether it's the satellite place or this place here in Rapids, having these for our communities to be able to be open for them and just any old community member that needs that, they have it. I encourage people to use these facilities, to use these it's hard to judge ourselves. We tend to be our harshest critic. We tend to be pretty it's an interesting thing dance we do in our brains. We tend to be our harshest critic, and a lot of us from the Midwest especially tend to also be the type of, oh, I'll walk it off. Whatever it is, a broken leg or a mental thing, you know, what we might have, I'll be fine. I can walk this off. You do that enough, and you might be right sometimes, but you keep doing that, and you keep doing that. And trust me, I am here to tell you, that stuff catches up. It's good to take care of these things in the moment. It's good to take care of this. And nowadays, we have facilities like this. We have opportunities to be able to go somewhere, talk to somebody, maybe figure out a little bit of what's going on in that brain. I always look at it as it's your opportunity to pull your brain out and take a look at it and look at it like a roadmap a bit and figure things out a little bit more. Every human being in the universe needs this from time to time. You are not alone in this. And I think it is one of the strongest, bravest things you can do as a human being to look inward, to face this stuff.
You said it better than I could have. And it's for everybody. We encourage you to give us a call, at least to inquire, what is this about? What kind of services do you provide? You'll talk to licensed therapists. It can be a simple, sweet conversation. It can be a visit, whatever is most comfortable to the person. But you're right. We're hopefully getting past the point of a stigma around it. Let's remove that out of the equation. We know it's just like a broken arm, a broken brain, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. And we're happy to be providing that as a resource in our communities.
We're speaking with Callie Johnson from the ODC, and love talking about these events when they combine some of our favorite places. Let's talk about the Exploring the Arts exhibit over at McMillan Library, one of our favorite spots.
Yes. So, we were awarded a grant through WISPAC to provide, and it provided us funds for individuals with disabilities in all of our locations to explore and experience various types of art forms. So we've partnered with the library, we've partnered with museums, we've partnered with the cultural centers in our communities, music studios, every way you can like interpret the word art, we've explored those options. And it's really been a great resource for our clients who want to take a class in pottery or whatever it might be, learning how to play drums, and they've really wanted to do it but haven't been able to make it happen for themselves. This funding that we were provided through the grant allowed us to provide that for the individuals we support, and so now we're ready to showcase all of the projects that we did, and that will be at Macmillan Library July 7th through the 20th. It's like an exhibition that they'll have set up in their all-purpose room. And the opening reception will be on July 7th from 10 to 2. So we really encourage everybody to pop into the library, you know, walk through the exhibit, tell us what you think, join us for the reception. Again, just another really unique, fun way to get involved.
Giving this opportunity to the clients is just beautiful to me. There's not many other words I can think of than other than beautiful for that. That is great. I'm so happy and thankful to the state and everybody a part of that grant. That was really nicely done. Now it's our opportunity to enjoy this art, to take it in and really not only get some great art, and I love looking at art, so that's cool to me, but I also get to do that along with supporting you all and supporting these clients. And I encourage people, you touched on it really, I'm really glad you said this earlier, Callie. If you can't take in the event, if you can't take the run, walk, and roll event in, all of us can promote these things. All of us, most all of us have social media. You follow the ODC and you just, you know, share those stories. You share these things on your pages. When you're in conversations with people, hey, did you know that this is going on? Absolutely. Every one of us can do that. And that is just as helpful as many other things that you can do.
Right. And a little bit goes a long way. Like you think you hit share one time and maybe one person sees it. That's because you only get one like. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It really does spread the message. And for this event in particular, those individuals who created this art will be there on and off. And they really pick up on and notice when others enjoy the things that they make and are proud of. So you're really boosting somebody's self-confidence when you take the time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of your day to walk through and just appreciate what somebody has tried to accomplish.
There's not many better feelings than making somebody else feel more confident. It's such a good feeling, and I encourage you to be a part of this. Again, that's going on July 7th through the 20th over in Macmillan Library. Check that out. Opening reception on July 7th from 10 to 2. As we're wrapping up here with our last couple of minutes, Callie, wanted to touch on Milkweed Market first. Make sure that I have to. It's in my contract. I have to bring them up. I love that place.
Yes, Milkweed Market. Who doesn't love Milkweed Market?
Yeah,
Like, what is there not to love? But tomorrow is another Painting with Purpose class. Please check it out on Facebook because I'm not remembering what the project is for tomorrow.
It is Painting with a Purpose, Chubby's Asian Fusion Cuisine Pop-Up Food Event.
That's
a different thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah. No. It's all good. The Paint with Purpose happens once a month at Milkweed Market, and every month there's a new guest artist that comes in with a new project. And again, what we're trying to accomplish there is the folks who we support, of course, come and participate, but we'd love community members to drop in and participate in these projects too. There's no cost, and it really just gives people with disabilities a chance to interact with all of our community members in a new way. So please stop in and, of course, follow Milkweed Market on Facebook so you know what the Painting with Purpose and Create with Purpose classes are. But the Asian food or the Asian Fusion Cuisine food event is on July 19th. And so, again, another day where you can come in and support Milkweed but also get some, yummy, delicious food out of it.
Yeah. And any chance you get to shop at Milkweed, encourage you to do that. You're putting back into the community, putting back into the ODC and helping them do that great work, along with getting some awesome stuff. Nothing but great things over there at Milkweed Market. Go check it out. Did want to mention, before we let you go, Callie, that the ODC is going to be closed for a day coming up here for our holiday.
Absolutely. Yep. We will be open Monday, July 3rd, but closed on the 4th, Tuesday the 4th, in observance of Independence Day.
Same here. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah. Most places probably are. So
We'll have to stop by and hang out with you guys. Maybe we'll all hang out, do something together. It's been fun. Callie, please say hi to everybody over there for us. Keep up the great work. Thank them for us, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.